The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, from the Book of Psalms, chapter 66, verses 1 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the English Standard Version, Psalms 66, 1 through 20. To the choir master, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him, who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out into a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer, or removed his steadfast love from me. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Psalms 66, verses 1 through 20, English Standard Version. Questions for discussion and thinking further, follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Psalms 66, 1. To the choir master, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Some of us may see some humor in this verse and use it to justify our singing when we sing praises to God. For others may think our singing is sheer noise, but our noise or shouting can be our joyful praise to God. Noise may not be far wrong when we think of some of the musical instruments and noisemakers that did not sound as we might think of a well-trained marching band. When King David rejoiced with the Hebrews as the Ark of the Covenant was brought into Jerusalem with great fanfare. We should be willing to make as much joyful noise to God as we do when cheering a football team during a game or after a victory. God deserves a joyful noise from all the earth. Psalms 66:2. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Throughout more than 2,000 years of history, Jews and Christians have composed hymns that honor God, and various names try to describe His actions in history, His character, and His nature. The name God revealed to Moses, Yahweh, Jehovah, indicates God is worthy to receive glory and praise, for He is the self-existent One who saves His people. Psalms 66:3. Say to God, "How awesome are Your deeds! So great is Your power that Your enemies come cringing to You." When we praise God, we can tell God, others, and remind ourselves of God's many deeds that have won our appreciation and respect. These can be deeds from the Bible, as the Hebrews remembered God freeing them from slavery and leading them into the promised land, and God enabling King David to build Jerusalem into a city fortress, and God coming to indwell the temple of King Solomon. We can also remember before God the things He has done in our own personal history. If we become concerned about our enemies, we can remember the power of God to help us, as He has helped us and His people in the past, according to Scripture. Psalms 66:4. All the earth worships You and sing praises to You. They sing praises to Your name, Selah. Certain individuals may be an exception to this general rule, for we know of atheists who reject God. But there may have been times, or will be times, in their lives when they let down their guard against God and have praised or thanked God before they have remembered that they reject belief in God. The New Testament declares that someday every knee will bow before Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. All that exists, except for some of the rebellious currently, praise the Lord. Psalms 66:5. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds toward the children of man. If we think carefully, we can tell of some things that God has done in our lives. This may be easier to remember for some than for others. There are times in our lives when God does something that we want others to see or learn about immediately, particularly a newborn baby or a grandchild's first accomplishments with God's help. God does awesome deeds in our midst. Sometimes His awesome deeds are in what some would call the small things, saving people from a tornado or earthquake or famine or plague, and giving eternal life to believers in Jesus are also awesome deeds of God. Psalms 66:6. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we worship and rejoice in Him. The psalmist remembered Moses and the Hebrews crossing the Red Sea on dry land, and Joshua and the Israelites crossing the Jordan River on dry ground when they entered the Promised Land. These two landmark events led to rejoicing at that time and to the rejoicing of subsequent generations as they remembered the Lord's love for and faithfulness to His people. Psalms 66:7. Who rules by His might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations, let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. God rules over all and has the power to achieve any of His plans and purposes. No person, being, or thing can defeat God. God watches all the nations, and not just a few favored nations. God defends His people and fights with them against their enemies. Therefore, no matter what their enemies feel like in the temporary victories they achieve, they should not exalt themselves, for God will humble them according to His timetable. Psalms 66:8. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. God is the God of all peoples. All people need to live in a way that will bring God a blessing and true happiness in His relationship with them. The fact that some choose not to praise God for the fact that He has given them life does not lessen their obligation or our obligation to praise Him in ways that others can hear and appreciate. Psalms 66:9. Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip. Our very life depends ultimately on God. Our eternal life depends on what God has done for us by grace through faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Moment by moment, we depend on God for everything, whether or not we consciously recognize or want to acknowledge this fact. God also protects us from sin, and when temptation comes, God will show us the way to escape, if we will take that way. By leaning on God for spiritual and moral support, and by trusting in His Word, the Bible, we need not slip into sin or poor choices. Psalms 66:10. For You, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. God will test our faith and our obedience. God's testing will show us how we are growing or failing to grow in our loving relationship with God, and how prepared we are to face the future with full trust in God as Lord and Savior. Silver is tried with fire to remove impurities. Similarly, we go through fiery trials to help us live holy before the Lord. Psalms 66:11. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. Sometimes we find ourselves in troublesome situations that might test whether or not we will worry or trust in God. We might discover that we are in a situation that we cannot get out of by ourselves. Will we turn to God and ask Him to help us? Sometimes we will find ourselves under burdens too heavy to bear, perhaps even the burden of unforgiven sin. Will we take His yoke upon us so Jesus can share the load? Psalms 66:12. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet You have brought us out to a place of abundance. The Hebrews knew slavery in the land of Egypt, and they also suffered persecution there at the hands of ruthless taskmasters. Yet, at the right time, God led them to freedom and into the promised land. We may be in a situation, or feel that we are, similar to what God's people have suffered in the past, but God will save us in His perfect timing. We also think of heaven as a spacious place, prepared by God for His people. Psalms 66:13. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to You. God prescribed the ways for His people to come to Him. Burnt offerings could be offered throughout the year in appreciation to God for who God is and for what God does. Burnt offerings cost the giver something, but he could eat a portion of the offering with family and friends in ways similar to a Thanksgiving dinner to God. Likewise, we want to keep our promises to God and worship God as He deserves. Psalms 66:14. That which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. Sometimes we have prayed in ways similar to some in the Bible, who made a vow or promise to God that they would do something special if He saved them. It is important for us to keep our vows and promises to God, for God has never failed to keep any of His good promises to us. If we have failed to keep one or more of our promises to God, we can ask His forgiveness and seek to make amends to Him by doing something as a substitute for a broken promise that can no longer be kept. Psalms 66:15. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. The priests were required to offer all of these sacrifices according to God's instructions in behalf of the people who brought them. People could not offer these sacrifices themselves in their own way. We all have our own responsibilities to fulfill before God, and just as King Saul learned not to do what only Samuel, as God's prophet and judge, could do, we need to learn what God forbids and requires of us. Similar to the special work of God's priests, Jesus is the only one who could offer the perfect sacrifice, Himself, as His Father required for us to be saved by grace through faith in Jesus. Psalms 66:16. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what He has done for my soul. Jesus told us not to throw our pearls before swine, or give what is holy to dogs. Likewise, we want those who fear God, respect and reverence God, to hear what He has done for us, so they will praise, honor, and thank God with us, and also come to love and trust God even more. Psalms 66:17. I cried to Him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. These last four verses deal with prayer. Since the psalmist has dealt with God's rescue from trouble, he begins by identifying prayer as crying aloud to God. Sometimes we are so distressed, we automatically call out, and without thinking, we cry aloud to God, knowing He hears even the silent prayers of our hearts. We do not fail to praise God aloud in words at His marvelous and gracious dealings with us. Psalms 66:18. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. To cherish iniquity means to relish, enjoy, pursue, embrace, possess that which is evil. We might cherish a precious moment with a loved one or someone we have not seen in a long time. We might cherish an antique heirloom or a special piece of jewelry. We should not cherish similar feelings toward any sin or evil practice. If we do, God will not hear our prayers until we turn back to Him in faith and sorrowful repentance, even asking Him to help us live godly in Christ Jesus instead of cherishing evil. Psalms 66:19. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. When we look back, we can see where God has truly listened to our prayers. He has listened to our heart cry and bestowed on us what is best for us. God has listened to the very words of our prayers and has respected our communication with Him. Both rational and sometimes irrational requests and has met all of our real needs. Psalms 66:20. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. We know from experience that God has not rejected our prayers, so we keep on praying and making our offerings to God. More important than the things God has given us in answer to prayer, God has given us his steadfast, unfailing love, which moved him to send Jesus Christ into our world and the Holy Spirit into our hearts when we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How can making a joyful noise to God bring happiness to God and to you, even when you do not feel joyful? How can you become joyful when you do not feel joyful? 2. Think of some of the reasons and ways you praise others. How might you improve the ways you praise God? 3. What does the psalmist say we should say to God? 4. What are some of the awesome deeds that God has done that makes God worthy to receive our praise and the praise of all the earth? 5. Why is it important for God to test his people? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Why God Tests Believers. Psalms 66:10. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us, as silver is tried. Most collectors would not want to buy a piece of inexpensive nickel-silver jewelry that someone misrepresented as sterling silver. Without marring the beauty of the work, they might want to test the materials and workmanship for authenticity. Similarly, some may claim to be members of God's family who are wolves in sheep's clothing. See Matthew 7:15 and Acts 20:28-30. Therefore, without doing what would destroy the spiritual beauty of their biblical beliefs, God will test those who claim to follow him. God's testing will show others and us whether we are true believers. Jesus said that we will know good trees by the goodness of their fruit. Matthew 7:16-19. Times of testing will show whether we are good or bad trees, sheep or wolves. In times of testing, the fruit we bear or the habits we show God in God's family will tell others if they should receive us as true believers or avoid our influence. God designs our tests to help us improve, to help us become more like Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2:15. God tests believers to help them learn where to focus their prayers and studies so they can become more obedient and grow spiritually. Such testing may not feel pleasant, but God knows what kind of test is best for us. Sometimes we may think we have failed the test. However, God does not test believers to fail them. A feeling of failure can show us where we need to strengthen our faith, increase our knowledge of God and the Bible, and trust in God's power and presence. Begin a closure class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2019, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.